Happy afternoon, everybody. This is Ross Nielsen coming at you through your speakers into your ears from the Wolf 95.7 FM in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Welcome to Killer Tunes, another episode. Today's episode is bittersweet. I'm going to get into that in a little bit. First, Tennessee Blues by Mr. Steve Earle.
Sunset, my mirror, pedal on the floor. Bound for New York City, and it won't be bad no more. Won't be bad no more, boss. Won't see me around. Goodbye, Guitar Town. Goes out on the highway, voices on the wind, telling me we may never pass this way again. Voices on the highway, angels beckoning like a long lost friend. Farewell, I'm bound to roam. This ain't ever been my home. Strange in my mirror, lines around my eyes, string around my finger, but I
baby, maybe it's just
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. This is Ross Nielsen. You've tuned into Killer Tunes. We kicked off today's show with a song called Tennessee Blues, which is on Steve Earle's 2007 effort. The album is called Washington Square Serenade. A little bit of programming, a little drum programming on that one. A little different for old Steve. What an amazing song, though. I saw him perform that solo in upstate New York a few years ago and just blew my mind. Love it. You know, just kind of looking over his mirror, it's like a little kiss off to Nashville on his move to New York City with then-wife Allison Moore, who, of course, they eventually split up, as does seem to be Steve's M.O. for relationships. That last tune was called Last Goodbye. That is the one and only Jeff Buckley. Jeff Buckley, of course, was an amazing singer and songwriter working out of New York when he eventually moved to Memphis, where he ultimately died the day his band was flying in for them to cut a new album. Strangely enough, he went for a swim in the Mississippi River with all of his clothes on and his boots, and he drowned. That is a lesson for you kids. Do not do that. What a shame. Wonderful talent. Of course, the son of Tim Buckley as well. Really love that album. The album's called Grace. I believe the album was, I want to say 95 or 96, but I'm not 100% sure of that. Regardless, though, merely 30 years old when he passed away. What a bummer, man. That's a big bummer. So I mentioned in the intro to the show, it's a bittersweet show. I'm not sure if you've picked up on the theme yet, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. But the theme here today is goodbye, and it is bittersweet. I am, don't panic. I'm not leaving Killer Tunes. Killer Tunes will continue to go on as scheduled. But I am leaving, and it pains me to say, I am leaving Fredericton. I have had a massive, change in my life, and I will be moving to the middle of Canada to live my days in a little town called Saskatoon in Saskatchewan. It's a really long story, but I can assure you that I can surmise it by saying it's a bummer to move from the Maritimes. And a bummer to move away from my friends, of course, here in the wonderful town of Fredericton. But I am excited about the prospect of new beginnings, and I will be moving to Saskatchewan to pursue a variety of things. Of course, the major thing that I will be pursuing will be love with my sweetheart who lives there, and I look forward to that as well. So I'm going to spin another tune here, sticking with our theme. I'm going to try and not to be too mushy, but this is a little breakup episode with Fredericton. I'm going to miss you, Freddie Beach, big time. This is one of my favorites of all time, Chris Whitley, with a song called Say Goodbye from Rocket House, which was out in 2001. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Cool tune from Chris Whitley. That album also a little programming on it. That's a coincidence. Could have been another theme going on the show here today. Cool tunes, cool singer-songwriters with drum programming. I myself have wanted to dabble from time to time with a bit of drum programming and songwriting and roots music. I find it quite fascinating, and I think it sounds neat together. You know, I was in Toronto a while ago, and I managed to see one of my heroes, David Gilmour, play guitar live at the Air Canada Centre. Gilmour has long been a bucket list show for me because his guitar playing I find to be damn near perfect, and his tone, exceptionally good tone. And of course, a wonderful singer. I was blown away at the quality of his voice, how beautiful he sang. The whole night, it was obviously just top shelf performance by everyone in the band. The tech, the sound. Oh my gosh, the sound at Air Canada Centre was insane. So crystal clear, so good. Every single nuance of the sound you could hear. And visually, of course, Dave is from the Pink Floyd machine, so you know he's got some lasers and great light show. Just a really a wonderful experience all around. Had really good seats. Went with my buddy Sean Donaldson, my longtime concert going friend, and man, we had a good time. We were elated to not be the oldest people there for a change at a show. There was definitely some older folks there. Pretty tame crowd, not too crazy, real sit-down bunch. Didn't even talk to really any folks that were on the narcotics, which I thought was strange for, you know, Pink Floyd kind of show. But, man, we had a good time, and Gilmour and his crew just knocked it out of the park. So I, you know, Dave's been on my mind. This next tune he certainly played, how could you not, one of the biggest hits for Pink Floyd, and just so much great guitar and lyrics and singing in this one. This is Wish You Were Here off of the album with the same name, and my personal favorite Pink Floyd album. Send this one out, as all the tunes today, send this one out to my love, Fredericton, Freddie Beach, the old F-Town. I will, when I'm, you know, in Saskatoon with my feet up, I'll wish you were there. This one goes out to you. Enjoy. Thank you.
so you think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to train your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead?
Wish You Were Here, classic song, legendary tune. So much great lyrics and guitar playing and singing all in one tune. Way to do it all. Awesome Pink Floyd way to go. You know, as I was researching tunes, maybe you just turned your dial on. Did you just tune in? Do you know what's going on? Do you know what this is? This is Killer Tunes. I'm the host of Killer Tunes, Ross Nielsen. You're a little late to the party. That's okay. If you've just arrived, still got more Killer Tunes for you. We're nearing the end of the first half, but there's a whole another half, because you got to have two halves to make a whole show. So just kind of winding down the first half. If you're just tuning in, wondering what's happening, I'm playing a little goodbye show because I'm moving. This week coming, I will be packing up my life, and I will be moving to Saskatchewan, the plains of Canada, big sky country, beautiful province, and I'm moving to Saskatoon, and I'm looking forward to my endeavors there, but I am heartbroken to leave the lovely Fredericton, I've lived here off and on for 20 years-ish, 18 years. I guess I moved back here in 1998, I believe. So it's been about 18 years, and Fredericton has been good to me, to say that is putting it mildly. People in town here are wonderful. I played a nice sold-out show last week at Corked Wine Bar that Music Runs Through It has put on. Emma has a great concert series down there. Check it out. And man, what it was a fun time. Good crowd. And then I went to PEI and I played my last show as a maritime-based musician. That was a bit of a mind-bender for me. I had to really think about that, contemplate, you know. That's an intense thing, man. I've lived here more often than not, and Fredericton's always been home to me, and even though I will live somewhere else, I will still tell people where I'm from. Anyhow, I was researching this show, trying to find some good tunes, some killer tunes to play for you and to say goodbye with, and I thought, oh, what a great song to spin, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, the Paul Simon tune. I got to spin that one, I'm thinking. So I go to pick it up on the iTunes, and you know, the Simon version is legendary. That's Steve Gadd on drums, just killing it. But you know what I came across? I came across a version by a dude named G Love. I really dig G Love's stuff. Super funky, groovy blues. Got to see him last summer. Thought it was great. Had a killer band. Anyway, he has a cover of this tune. So I was like, you know what? Everyone knows the Paul Simon version of this song. I really love this version. I think G Love sings his butt off on it, and the whole thing is just groovy. So that's what I picked to spin for you at the end of our first half. This is G Love, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Don't touch that dial. I'll be back in just a few moments.
Problems all inside your head, she said to me. The answer's easy if we take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I repeat myself at the risk of being rude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. You hop on the bus, Gus. Don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free. She said it grieves me now to see you in such pain. I wish today was something I could do to make you smile again. I said I appreciate that. Now would you please explain about the 50 ways. She said, now why don't we both sleep on it tonight? And in the morning, I believe that you begin to see the light. Then she kissed me and I realized that she was probably right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. You hop on the bus, Gus. Don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Yourself free.
out and lonely, gone badly, laying in the gutter with not a thing to say. Wrong and guilty, full of flaw, greasy, broken, lacking, creased and cracked, weak and nasty, drinking, smoking, hacking, you're the one the dog's been tracking. So long, thank you, goodbye. Mean and hard, low down and dirty, shameless, shabby shot. Day by day to fade away, evil tempered, hot man, cool. Hanging body by a nasty little tether. So long, thank you,
Tunes, everybody. This is Ross Nielsen. This is the second half of the program. Thanks for tuning in. That was my main man, Captain Voodoo himself, Paul Reddick, all the way up there in Toronto, Hogtown, as I like to call it. That is So Long, Thank You, Goodbye from his album Villanelle, masterpiece of an album that he released in 2004, produced by Colin Linden. Just one of the great Roots albums of our time, I think. Paul never fails to knock it out of the park as far as songwriting goes. He is in tune. He is the poet of our time. He knows what's happening. He knows what the pen is for. He's got the imagery. He's he's just a super funky dude. And a really nice fellow to chat with. He really cracks me up. He's a mystery. He's a man of mystery, ladies and gentlemen. He's out there doing it in Toronto. Watch yourselves. That's what I would say about Paul Reddick. I was very lucky. The album I'll be releasing sometime this year. I was very lucky to have Paul contribute to a chorus of a song. I had a song called City of Regret, and I had the music and the words for the verse, but I didn't have words for the chorus. And so Paul, I sent him the what I had, and I said, hey man, if you're so moved, if you're so inclined, maybe throw a couple of lines at this thing and see if something sticks. And lo and behold, he messaged me back at the end of the weekend, because Paul's a man about town, you know. He's got things to do on the weekend, man. So he messaged me back with a couple of lines that worked just lovely. We worked that baby up into something real special, something I'm proud of. It's one of my favorite tracks on my forthcoming album. We recorded that one literally sitting around the kitchen table. It's pretty cool. I look forward to getting y'all to listen to that stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the goodbye episode. I'm packing up, I'm packing in, I'm moving to Saskatoon. I'm leaving Fredericton. It's bittersweet for me. I'm excited to move to Saskatoon because I'm moving there to be with the person I love and to chase down more dreams and see what opportunity lies there for me. But of course, I have had decades of life-shaping experiences here in Fredericton. Friendships that will surpass, space and time. Just that kind of level of goodness in the people here. I had the great fortune to hang out with a couple of friends last weekend on Saturday night. We had a low-key barbecue. I should say low-key. There was a handful of us. There wasn't anything low-key about it. My buddy barbecued from about 7:30 until 4 in the morning. We had some crazy good food. We had a salad with a dressing made from gin. The New Brunswick distillery up there by Edmonton. I think the gin is called Gin Thuya. Some good, people. Some good that gin is. So we get crazy. We put it in the. We were joking. It was called a ginagrette instead of a vinaigrette. And then it eventually just turned into gin regret, which certainly we probably, more than one of us, had a few of those on the day after. Had a good time, folks. Good time, as always, with my peeps in Fredericktown. I sure will miss those experiences. It's not like I won't ever come back, though. I love it here. My mom lives here. Of course I'm going to be coming back. I'll be back in the fall for sure. I'll have a new album in tow. It'll be a great time. It'll be a good time in life, folks, for both of us, both of us, Fredericton, you and me. I look forward to, to coming back and visiting. Enough yammer. Let's get back to the rock. Sticking with the theme, this is the Drive-By Truckers, one of my long favorite bands. I think I've spun them a couple times on here. This is a song called Goodbye off of an album titled The Blessing and the Curse, Blessing and a Curse. From 2006, that was the last album they recorded with Jason Isbell. And I believe the band was pretty much combusting at the time of this record. Really wonderful record, though. Some classic trucker tunes on there. And this is one of them. A very sweet song. It's called Goodbye.
Bye. Sweet face, I know better than to see you again. cause I know that I can't make you stay. I tried and I tried, time after time, I've given you all that I can. Now I'm weak and I want you, but can't take the pain. It's a place to say, place to say goodbye.
Love that song. That is called Goodbye Again. That is Lucero from Memphis, Tennessee. That is on an album called 1372 Overton Park, released in 2009. A masterpiece of, I don't even know what you call it. Some people call them country. Some people call them punk. Some people call them Americana. To me, it sounds like Memphis music, which is really just a melting pot of all those things. Just a superb band. And holy cow, can they ever get deep into the old heartstrings there. Speaking of heartstrings, how are we doing, folks? Are we tearing up at all today? Is anyone else feeling real sensitive about the fact that I'm leaving town in a couple days? It's permeating my psyche, folks. I can't stop thinking about it. I'm gonna be really really bummed to drive out of town. I will miss you, F town. I will miss you. I'm gonna play this wicked tune. This is a killer song. It's what we do here, folks. Killer tunes. It's what we got to do. This is a band called The Record Company. They've been in town before. If you haven't seen them, they're from California, but holy moly, are they ever good. Good guys. They really write a great song, and this is called Goodbye Sad Eyes. Just a rocker.
Think about
About that tune, boys and girls. Goodbye, Sad Eyes by the record company, Smoking Band. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the conclusion of today's show. I have one tune left to play for you. I don't know what to say, man. I'm just kind of feeling a lot of things, feeling a lot of emotions. Emotions are running high. I've been drinking a little bit. I'm feeling a little weepy. I'm moving from Fredericton, the place I've called home, for nearly 20 years. My entire adult, adult life, my entire adult life, I've lived here, and it has been so good to me. And I will miss it dearly. But alas, new opportunities are presenting themselves. I am moving to Saskatchewan. I'm going to be in Saskatoon. If you're out there for a visit, pop in and say hi. I look forward to what the city has to offer. And, of course, I look forward to starting my life with my girlfriend and just, you know, being in the same damn city as the person I love is going to be really, really fantastic. I can't imagine that going wrong, although anything could happen. Who knows? Maybe she'll turf my ass out and I'll be back in Fredericton in the summertime. Ha! God, I hope not, because moving sucks so bad, but also for many other reasons. But come on, moving sucks. I've been in the throes of doing radio shows and tours and work and finishing albums and packing up my stuff, and it's been stressful. Looking forward to the move being over. But it's going to be a good trip. My lady's flying in. We're driving out, taking our time, going to see some sights and visit some people, and that's going to be great. I look forward to it a lot. And I do just really sincerely from the bottom of my heart want to say thanks to all the people in Fredericton who have lifted me up and allowed me to do what I do. I certainly couldn't have done it without the community that is here, and I appreciate you, and I thank you so much and love you from the bottom of my heart. We're going to go out on a real sad one, folks, and I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm closing the show with the same artist I opened the show with. You know what, though? It's my show. I can do whatever I want, as it turns out. So if that upsets you that I'm closing the show with the same artist I opened it with, I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to have to deal with that, man. That's all there is to it. I saw Steve Earle play this tune live, solo, and it made me weep. It was so powerful. This is a live version. I'm not sure what year it's from. I think it's late 90s. And it's a real, real amazing song. I would say Steve Earle's best. Emmylou Harris recorded it. It's just a real tearjerker, bona fide waterworks tune, folks. So bust out your tissues and listen. Once again, Killer Tunes will be back here next week. We'll still get to hang out on Saturdays and Sundays, folks, here on The Wolf. So it'll be like I never even left. Saturdays, if you're missing me, you can tune into the 95.7 or on the interwebs, and we'll hang, and I'll play you songs, and I'll talk at you, and it'll be like old times. It'll be like I'm right up there, you know, at the top of the hill in the studio. Of course, I won't be, but that's what you and I will pretend. That's what I will pretend. That's what you will pretend, and we will pretend together, and it will be okay, folks. It will be okay. So on a final note, we are going out on today's show with Steve Earle. The song's called Goodbye. I must say goodbye, but I will see you next week on the same time, the same place. Until then, I want you guys to look after each other. Put your arms around each other. Hug each other. Be nice to each other. Support each other like you have me over the years. It's a wonderful thing, a wonderful feeling. And I look forward to talking to you next week, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good week. Goodbye. I remember
all in longing. Lonely nights I put you through. Somewhere in there, I'm sure I made you cry. But I can't remember if we say goodbye. I recall all of the nights down in Mexico, one place I may never go in my life again. Was I awesome? Too high. But I can't remember if we said goodbye. If we say goodbye.